Kassett 3, det är fortsättning på intervjun med Mrs. och Mr. Eric Anderson Molin, Illinois. Kassett 3, sida 1. You made a visit, Mrs. Anderson, to Sweden in
1941.
During the war?
No, Jack was born in 41. 51.
51, he was
Jerry was born in 50. My daughter was born in 1950. She had her first birthday in Sweden.
Well, they both, the kids went with you then?
Yes, Jack went with us too.
On the boat?
On the boat.
Yeah.
And she walked 9 months, and she was all over that boat, up and down steps, and you couldn't stop her. If you did, she screamed, and passengers didn't like it. So
what was your impression now when you came there? It was the first visit to Sweden.
Well, I didn't see a whole lot of it. Most of the time we rode, we had a motorcycle. Did he tell you that? We bought a motorcycle and took it with us.
No.
We rode all
you took it with you to Sweden?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And all four
in
of us.
Harley Davidson or?
Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
All four of us would ride on that motorcycle.
Yeah.
And the country is beautiful.
So you came to his parents then?
Yes.
They were still living?
Yes.
Could you express yourself and tell them what the...
Not much, because they didn't understand me and I didn't understand them.
You had to go through him then?
Yes. And he was so busy being home that he forgot I was there.
No, but you had to be with him on the Harley Davidson.
Yes. Oh, well, yeah. I didn't have to, but I went with him. And we took that, and we went, we had a week. We left Terry with your sister.
Mm-hmm.
But she was terrible, because they lived kind of up on a hill.
Mm-hmm.
And she was down visiting the neighbors half the time. Here she wasn't a year old yet. She had her first birthday in Sweden.
So she learned to speak Swedish then?
Yes, a little, but she was only a year old, you see.
I know, but I mean, she understand what they said?
Yes, she seemed to understand it, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
She'd do what they told what you said, and if you talked in English, you're Swedish.
Kids that age, they don't take much.
How about the boy now? Did he did he understand?
He learned to understand it. He didn't speak it. He has a problem with his speech on account of the cerebral palsy.
Oh, I see.
It's spastic. He's spastic.
Oh.
If you know what cerebral palsy is,
it's
birth injury.
Yes.
Yes. And he has trouble with his speech on account of it, so he didn't learn Swedish, but the kids would talk to him in Swedish. And I left one day, I was there, and they were up on the rocks, the other kids, and the kids said in Swedish, "You come up here." Jack says, "No, you come down here," in English.
Uh-huh.
So I think they knew maybe learned a little English.
That's right, yeah.
But He didn't talk it, but he did learn to understand.
So you stayed in about 2 months?
Oh, we were there longer than that, I think. I think we were gone 3 months altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we went by boat, and that was 10 days over, I think, 10 days back, something like that.
And Harley Davidson, he went with you back?
Yes. Oh, no! I think he sold that over there. No, I wouldn't say for sure. I think he sold that in Sweden. I don't remember for sure. But I think he sold that over there.
Uh-huh.
The dog was out. I think he sold that in Sweden before we left. Yuri?
Yeah?
Didn't you sell that Harley Davidson in Sweden before we came back?
Yeah, I left it in Sweden.
Yeah, you sold it, didn't you?
I think I sold it then.
Yes.
And then you came back again, and then you visited Sweden again,
1980? Eric's sister, Ellen, gave Terry a trip to Sweden for, or to Europe.
Well, did you
for her college graduation.
And she went through Augustana, or?
No, she went, first she went to Indiana, to Indiana University.
Indiana Normal.
Was it Normal?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Then she graduated from Gustavus Adolphus in
Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
So she got the graduation gift then
from Ellen.
Uh-huh. Moster Ellen. Mm-hmm. Or Aunt Ellen, I suppose you call her.
Yeah. For
to go to Sweden.
Well, and she actually, what she did, she backpacked all over Europe.
And it was in AD?
Terry was born in 50.
Mm-hmm.
She graduated from college in, oh dear.
Well, they must be in the 70s
then. She was 21, yeah. She was 21 when she graduated.
Mm-hmm. That was 71 or 72.
Yeah.
So she went to Sweden then?
Yeah, and we went with her.
I see.
She wanted us to go along, so we did.
And how long did you stay then? Then you flew over?
Yes, then we flew.
But then your parents were dead then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Both of them?
Yeah, my sister had my home over there.
And your sister, it was her name was Ellen?
Yeah. Huh?
Sister Ellen, yeah.
And she was well situated.
So we stayed there with her then. We weren't there all, how long were we there? I can't remember.
Well, it wasn't too long. I know the girl, Terry, had to get back to school.
No. She graduated from college. She wasn't.
Oh,
she had the
right.
whole summer
off. That's right. For some reason, though, we had
well,
to
we
back
didn't.
To
well, you probably... You were still working then.
Yes, I think I was.
Sure you were.
I had to go back to work.
Ah, you must have been. I don't know. I can't remember.
No, it is hard to...
I mean, some of those things, ages and when things have happened, I forget.
Mm-hmm.
But we flew over and back then.
Hmm?
We flew over and back then,
yeah.
And that was my second trip over there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when Ronhild and Arthur came to see us over there.
Yeah.
What did you do then? I mean, your second trip, did you look for something that you missed the first time, or were you really interested in... knowing something more about it?
I don't think so particularly. I went because Terry wanted me to and because he wanted to go, and she wasn't going to go unless we did, and Ellen had given her a free trip and she didn't want to go unless we did. I mean, she wanted us there.
Oh.
Not that she stayed with us at all, but she wanted us to be there.
Do you know anything about your mother's homeland now? You have no idea where they came from? So there's no way for you to search down there either. You didn't visit Germany or...
No.
Huh?
Yeah, I suppose when Murray and Terry wanted us along, we could talk the language, you know.
Well, she wasn't there much of the time.
No, I know, but it was some help.
So you stayed with your sister then, here?
Yes.
Oh, and she was still working at the Hallmans?
Yeah.
And she still is now, for that matter.
Yeah, I think she...
She goes down one day.
Probably owns the place for now, I think.
Oh, and she married?
No.
Oh, she never married?
Never got married.
I see.
For some reason.
So you can go over and take over Halma's bookstore. I mean, you have a few more years to go. She's getting old, you know, but you're still young.
Yeah, Ellen is 81.
Yeah.
Then you can fish up in the lake, or you can go eat beef, yod, and bevo, or whatever you want.
Yeah.
Ellen was 81 the 11th of the of last of
right.
December. Her birthday is the day after mine.
Oh.
And you can have a little summer cottage out of Gustavsberg or Lindesnes. Doesn't that sound enticing to you? Doesn't that sound pretty good to you? I mean...
Oh, yes.
You go without me this time.
I don't think she wants to go along.
So the language is a barrier then?
Well, yes, it is.
No.
You see, we get over there and he completely forgets that I exist.
He is carried away.
Yeah, and he talks Swedish, and this Ragnhild and Arthur, when I was talking about, who live out in Seattle, they were there when we were there, and they came in.
Who was this now, Walfrid?
Walfrid, well, Arthur, he goes by, really,
yeah.
Arthur, doesn't he?
Is this the same man that
yes.
you talked about before, Walfrid Johansson?
Yeah.
So he moved from Canada then to Seattle?
He went to Sweden.
To Sweden?
His wife's mother was sick. And they lived in Canada.
And he married a Swedish girl up in Canada?
Yes. And she went home and stayed for 3 years with her mother. And then when they came back, they wanted to come to this country. So they came here to us for a couple of weeks and then moved out to Seattle.
What year was that, in the 50s, you think, or after the war?
Oh, boy. What year was it? I don't even remember.
I've been trying to think of things.
Trying to think, too, did we have Terry then when they were here? No.
No?
I don't think so.
That was in the late 40s then?
Probably.
Mm. After the war?
Yeah, yes.
So they stayed there a couple of weeks with you?
With us here.
And then out to?
And then went out to Seattle.
Seattle.
And mm-hmm. they are now citizens of this country. They wanted to come here rather than Canada.
So here they are both living? Still?
I wouldn't say for sure about that. Mm. We haven't heard from them.
No, they don't hear.
But we were out there once, just for a couple of days. We drove out.
And they had a family too then?
No, they never had any children.
No children.
No, Alfred is older than you are, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a little older.
And they lived in Seattle?
Now, yeah, or the last mm-hmm. I knew, yes. They had an apartment.
And his last name was Johansson?
Yes.
So he stayed in Canada for a while, and then back home. And
yes, and then when they came back, they wanted to come here. Anyway, they were there when we were there. When Terry was
72.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. And so they came. He came over to see Eric.
Yeah,
and I was mad. Well.
Yeah, but then he could talk English to you, though.
Yes, but he did. I mean, it wasn't that. See. When he forgets that he needs to talk English when he gets over there, and he talks nothing but Swedish. And if somebody comes in and talks English, he just goes ahead and talks Swedish to them. Well, of course, they break into Swedish again. And I don't know anything that's going on. So I blew my stack. Oh, I was mad. And Arthur was there. And he heard the whole thing, and I stomped out of there and went up in the woods. No, he wasn't there when it happened. That happened. And I stomped out of there and went up in the woods. And I came back, and he says, "You look mad." And I said, "Yes, I am." So then I told him, too. So then that night, they came over to see us, both he and Ragnhild. And we sat in the living room, or dining room, whatever it was, and talked. I remember Ellen came in and sat down in the chair and started talking Swedish to her. And she just ignored her. So I got to talk to somebody a little bit, but it didn't help as far as he is concerned. He was home and he talked Swedish, that's all, was all.
Well, Eric didn't talk English then in Sweden?
He didn't talk English, unless he had to me. And he couldn't do anything else if he wanted to talk to me, but he didn't talk to me much. So I said, "That's the last time I go back." It was.
It was. No more fishing in Sweden, Eric. Well, I suppose it's hard, though, you know, to understand there's somebody with you, I mean, that doesn't understand.
I can understand that. But
you would think, though, after you blew your stack a couple of times, you will you may get your cry.
That doesn't do any good with him. Never has. And I can, believe
me. Well, you're still together, though.
Yeah. After 50 years. Be kind of foolish to separate it after 50 years, wouldn't it?
And on, he's married, too. There's no way to go back to him.
Oh, yes.
I don't think he went back to Sweden, though, Arne Pearson.
Oh, Arne was back, wasn't he?
Hmm?
Arne went back to Sweden, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Do you come together sometime and talk about those old things, what happened?
We don't know.
I understand he had a girlfriend that was called Harriet. Harriet.
Oh, Harriet Carlson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you went with Harriet, didn't you? That was far I knew you.
Yeah.
And then John came.
Yep. Not along came John.
Yep. Republican John Carlson.
Yep.
How about politics now? Do you have the same opinion as Eric here about being a Democrat?
We never talk politics, I guess.
No, I guess we don't.
No. Nope.
You mean you don't tell him that you have voted for
Oh yes, if I'll tell him who I voted
oh,
for.
Oh, do we to presidents or something like that? I don't think they have any
differences.
Any differences? Much.
Not as a rule.
No. We always sort of kept on the Democratic side.
But like John Carlson, he was an alderman.
Yeah.
In this precinct or
he's
ward?
Republican. No, he
wasn't. No, it wasn't.
So you
ward.
Didn't have to vote for him then.
No.
But he was, John wasn't always a Republican.
Yeah, but to get voted in the office, though, you got to...
Uh-huh, and it was to his advantage to be a Republican when he ran for office. He stood a better chance.
You mean he, the Swedish votes not for him, were they
well,
more Republicans than Democrats?
His neighborhood up there where he lives is a lot of Republicans there, for one thing.
Yes.
I see. So
so it was to his advantage to be a Republican.
He couldn't have been
John
a Democrat
wasn't always.
Where he was living then to get elected. He couldn't have been a Democrat then to be elected in the ward he was living.
No, I don't
he
think
he... would have been more trouble, maybe.
No, he wouldn't have won, I don't think.
No.
He wouldn't have gotten it.
Maybe not.
So there what you say, politics all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got to turn the coat the way the wind is blowing.
Because back during Depression and Roosevelt's administration and all that, John voted for Roosevelt just as well as everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he did.
Oh, you bet. You bet. Yeah. He had tough sledding. He and Harriet were married before Depression, you see.
Well, Eric says here that he didn't even have a pot of piss in when he started.
John?
Yeah.
Didn't.
He didn't.
Nope. First time I ever, Harriet had two girls, two oldest girls. And we ran into them, where did we run into them? Dance or someplace, I don't remember, and they asked us over.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a house there then. I don't remember exactly. No, they had the house then. And, but it wasn't modern at all. They had a little house in the backyard and all that. Ours was better than that. But anyway, John sold that house out from under him. He had a couple more lots next door. And Harriet had these two kids. Sharon was two at her second birthday. And the people wanted to move into this house. So, and it was spring. Muddy, oh boy, it was muddy. And he put this little bit of a trailer, it was just one room actually, was the beds and two kids on this lot until he could get the house on the other side of him finished so they could move in. And that's where they was, and Harriet was the best natured thing you ever knew. And that's where they were all that spring and part of the summer. And I was over there, it was just before Jack was born. Jack was born in 41. So this was in 41, I suppose. No, maybe it was fall. Because Jack was born in October, and it was just before he was born. And Harriet's aunt came. It was Sharon's birthday. And it had been raining, and Harriet's aunt came and gave Sharon a little red wagon. And if you can imagine the little trailer, I'll never forget it. I was there. And then Faith, the oldest girl, she decided that was her day to go out and wash her hair in the mud. She came in all dripping mud. I don't know how Harriet ever took it, but he finally got the house finished and they got moved into that. And then they moved quite a few times after that because he was always building something more. But that was when he started.
So he was buying land and then putting up horses on them and
selling them.
And he had the time with him. The times were with him.
Yes, oh everything yes, very definitely. Everything was going up.
War. Yeah.
Yeah, that helped him a lot, I think.
So yeah. There are different ideas. Some like to jingle with money and buy and sell and gambling.
Oh, John just loved that. He loved real estate. He loved that.
I have no
ambitions
along that line at all. I didn't want to get into politics.
John ran for alderman because it would help him with his
For zoning
business.
And everything like that. And, he knew where exactly where the best.
It would help him with his business. And that's why he ran for alderman. Although he was interested and he did do quite a bit of good for the city, I think.
Oh yeah, he was.
I liked John. Yeah.
He was all right, as long as he was a woman.
So his ward was up on the 9th Avenue and
30th
Street?
No, wasn't 9th Avenue. He lived over here in Highland on he lived on 31st A, then they built on 32nd in 24th Avenue. Oh.
Mm-hmm. So he was up by the south then, I mean the down south.
Yeah, south of 23rd Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
On 32nd Street, that was the last, 32nd was the last house that they built. They built one over, I think, on 31st, or 31st day. I can't remember just exactly the address or the number over there.
Well, you moved in there now, Eric, and got married with your wife. Your father-in-law, he was a contractor.
A carpenter.
Carpenter. Carpenter, yeah. You didn't think about joining hands and going to construction, building houses for people, or? But the depression had just hit them, so it was bad.
Yeah, depression was just—he'd just gotten back to work.
It was just.
And it was. See, it was 35.
And then John Deere was a safe way out to have a job.
And he was—I don't know. I never gave it any thought, really. I if it had been now, I would have. Because I would have pushed. See, we weren't even in the city when we built this place. And now there are restrictions.
This was not even, that was outside Moline?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't taken into the city until, quite a while after.
So you didn't have any water or sewer or anything then?
We had water, yes. We had the water, we brought it in from the street and they would give you that. But no, we couldn't hook onto the sewer. And we had a septic tank down, where these two brick houses are, that was Dad's ground too. And it was a hollow, and we had a septic tank down there.
Mm-hmm. Right. So your address then was rural route, so to speak, RR?
No.
It was city address?
Uh-huh.
I believe.
Mm-hmm. Because all across the street was in the city, you see.
Oh yeah. Oh, there was the city then.
Uh-huh.
On this side.
And then they took this side of 34th Street into the city as far as my folks' place. But they didn't take us in. Dad didn't really want to go in. And he had 4 1/3 acres here, so.
So you had to pay tax to the city then?
I don't remember that.
Right.
City taxes. We paid city taxes. I'm pretty sure we did from the time
we
built.
Yeah, we must have.
But we weren't in the city.
No.
Oh.
And then we had to get the sewer in. So we had to take it up from, it goes from 12th Avenue up through the hollow and up the hill and down the road here. We put that in ourselves.
So when did you come into the city? In the 40s?
Oh.
In the 40s?
I don't even remember.
No, years go by.
Yeah. I don't even remember when it was we went into the, we were taken into the city, but we were.
Oh, I can't say for sure.
See, Joe Dane has the place next to us here. It was a farm years ago, when I was a kid. And he bought that and built a house. In fact, my father worked on it, the house that he built up there on the hill. And that his ground goes from here, from our lot, or the acre over there, on down to 12th Avenue. And he didn't want to go into the city either. It was no advantage to him.
So he was.
So Dad didn't want to either. So they didn't take this in then. Until later years. But he now, of course, that's in the city too.
And the city was not interested at that time either to have more land?
Not particularly. They
had more responsibilities than to keep your the roads plowed in the winter time, and
well, of course, they never plowed these, this road back here, because it isn't a city street. It is a private drive. And we couldn't have built back here if this had been in the city at that time. Because they wouldn't, now they won't let us build unless we pave and put in a new water main. We have, well, the back end of this acre, we have an acre over there.
So you have to fix your own maintenance of the road and out there?
Yes.
I see, so it's all private.
Mm-hmm. And then this lot here, between this house and the garage down there, and there's a lot in between those two houses and one on this side of those houses. That's all ours, including the road.
Oh, you take care of the whole road?
Well, more or less.
Mm. Well, we haven't had too big a problem with the road.
So you have to plow it in the winter time, though?
If it needs plowing. We haven't been plowed out this winter. And they have both have snow blowers over there, and Jack has one too, so if it gets bad, why, it would have to be pretty deep before we'd have to be plowed out. We'll use that.
Yeah.
You have neighborly friendliness working. That's the main thing.
Well, I don't know that I would even want very badly to have any more houses back here. It's nice living this way.
Yeah.
That acre over there I'd like to get rid of. And I would like to sell my mother's house. The brown shingle one. But the city won't let me sell that.
You can't sell it?
Not unless I sell the three lots with it. All the extra ground here. I have to sell that with it.
Oh, I see.
Because they won't let us, it's taxed all as one piece of property, see? Originally, this whole thing was taxed as one. Well, then when Dad gave us this acre, then this was separate. And now the acre over there is separate too, and they say it can be built on now, but there's no access to it, so you
so
can't build it.
So you rent the house out then?
Yes.
Now if we're going to sell that, now we'll have to put in a road to it.
Mm-hmm. And water.
That can become
water main.
That's right, yeah.
Because there's just a small main that runs back here. Serves these three houses back here, that's all.
Well, you have to let your children take care of that.
Yeah.
There's their worries.
I guess so. I don't know that I'd want any more houses back here anyway. I don't think it'd be to my advantage. I like the isolation. I mean, I can go and find what I want if I want to.
That's why he bought the house up at Detroit Lakes. Detroit Lakes.
Yeah, I don't know, I guess so. That is
maybe
too
isolated. Maybe he went too extreme.
Yeah, he did. That is too isolated.
Yeah, that's what she thinks, isolation. I never feel like I'm isolated on the lake.
But
I
like
you
it
get
here.
On the boat, start the motor, and you can go all around the lake and visit.
That's right.
Yeah.
You have a lot of birches up there too, isn't it?
Huh?
There's a lot of birch trees
yes.
up there.
Yes. Yeah. We have quite a few birches in our yard. There's maples, and a lot of maples.
Maple and birches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything has its advantages and and drawbacks, and you've got to have a middle way.
Oh, yes.
As long as you have the health, then.
Yeah, I know if there's any drawbacks up there, but I suppose there is to a certain extent. I don't know.
Well, yes, if you want to do any shopping, you have to go too far to do it. And also doctor. We go to Fargo, that's most everybody up there is 60 miles to Fargo. And it's just too far, I think.
Now, there's nothing in Fergus.
Well, yes, they have a hospital in Fergus Falls. And
oh, yes, that's right.
And doctors, and also Detroit Lakes.
Oh, yeah.
But there are two clinics in Fargo. And that's where he had his surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost both breasts to cancer. So I had surgery there, too. And I've been going there ever since. Now I sit down here instead.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always the hospitals and doctors to think about when you
yes.
when it's needed.
But it's been over 10 years ago since I lost the first one, and 8 since I lost the second one, but now it's dropped down into the chest wall. But I feel fine, and so I've just decided, heck, I'm 73 years old, what the heck do I care anymore? I feel good. I'm never sick, and I work. I mean, around here, of course, not outside, but... So I've decided, heck, I'm not going to worry about it.
Stood for interview.